AirTran's long pursuit of Midwest continued into the weekend, and the Florida-based carrier even boosted its takeover offer of cash and stock. But Midwest has also been talking with others, and its board has given tentative okay to accepting a higher all-cash pitch from TPG Capital. That's a Texas and California-based private equity firm that manages about $30 billion in assets. Midwest Airlines spokesperson Carol Skronica says her board liked the better price and the cash and contends Midwest employees would do better than under AirTran. Skronica says it's too early to say if TPG would change Midwest's service, but she says customers didn't want AirTran.
We surveyed customers to find out how they would feel about our changing into AirTran, and if they would fly AirTran if Midwest Airlines disappeared. And the statistical response from those surveys was that they would not.
Skronica says Midwest will keep its name in Milwaukee corporate headquarters and service hub. There's speculation that Northwest Airlines is one of TPG's partners, but Skronica won't say. The prospective deal between TPG and Midwest did not seem to please AirTran, which says Midwest's board has ignored the wishes of a majority of Midwest shareholders. AirTran spokesperson Tad Hutchison says a deal with his company would have meant better things for travelers.
We would have added more flights and more low fares and more job opportunities and more economic development.
Midwest Airlines says it hopes to cut a final deal with TPG by Wednesday. The sale needs the okay of Midwest shareholders. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.